The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
So out the gate, when you say, I bet 100% of our listeners will say one thing, you know that you're immediately going to be wrong. Because you know that there's always going to be that one person that's like, well, I don't agree with that. So it's group therapy. And if you've ever got an issue and you just want us to kind of toss it out to our listeners and work it out for you, just message us at Ben and Kelly Show or Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com. This one comes from Brad. He's like, I've been dating this girl for 2 months. She's model beautiful and works in the service industry. Guys hit on her all the time, and I'm cool with it. I knew it was going to be just a part of dating her. On Saturday, my sister was having a barbecue, and I really wanted my girlfriend to come before she had to go to work. She said she already had committed to go out on a boat that day with some girlfriends. I really wanted her to come with me, so I put the pressure on. Well, after a small fight, she told me, fine. She had to go on the boat that day because her sugar daddy had rented it, and it was her weekend to go.
Oh, wow.
I asked.
Okay. This is where it gets interesting. Uh-huh.
I asked her what she meant. She told me she has a deal with a guy in his 50s where he will pay for her apartment, her car, and give her an allowance for clothes.
Oh, wow.
If she will hang out with him and his buddies twice a month.
What do we mean by hang out?
She typically brings girlfriends and they do a boat trip. She swears that nothing is physical.
Okay.
This guy has a ton of money and just likes to always know he has hot girls ready to jump on his boat to impress his friends.
Okay.
I told her.
So he's just kind of like paying for the status of, look at me hanging out with attractive young people.
On a boat, right.
Okay.
I told her I didn't like that and asked her to stop. She asked if I'd then be willing to pay what her sugar daddy does.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I don't have money like that. So is this dream over? Or should I swallow my pride and accept that this is part of what goes into dating a really hot girl? Signed, Brad.
Oh, my goodness.
So Brad has a couple things. One, he thinks that all hot girls have some sort of side hustle with someone trying to throw money at them.
Which, okay, I don't think that is a one-size-fits-all kind of a situation, to be honest. Now, and just when I thought that everybody was going to tell Brad, you might want to cut ties and run if you can't handle that kind of a situation, she's just kind of a gold digger kind of a thing, Alexandria rolls in on Facebook, said she was honest and told you.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a secret, so be happy about the respect of her telling you. So now it's your call if you can handle that and be honest with yourself for both of you. But then Anthony responded to her and said she was honest. They'd been dating for months before she told him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexandria's like, well, she could have never told him. Plus, would you go around advertising that on a first date? Hi, I like coffee, sushi, long walks on the beach, and oh yeah, I'm a sugar baby. Not condoning it, but it's her business. She told him. Now it's his choice what to do with that information.
It's like a Facebook fight in the comment section here.
I know.
All right.
So just, again, just what I thought, that everybody was going to be like, nope, you know, not going to last, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
If
this
you've
is
got,
the lobbying for the honesty.
If you've got an opinion, 502-571-9970, Sarah, all caps, let her make those coins. It's not sexual and happens twice a month. Just think, if you move in together, you're living rent-free. You're never paying for her clothes. You said she has a job, so I wouldn't make it an issue until an issue arises.
I'm so surprised.
All right. Well, I don't know how
much. It's a good point, though. I don't know. I just personally, I don't think I can deal with it. And I feel as though Brad, just from the way that he wrote that, I think that he's going to have a problem with it if he does try to just be like, all right. I don't know.
I don't know if anybody wants to admit that they've dealt with sugar daddies. I would love to talk to you.
I've had zero experience with men just wanting to throw money at me.
Yeah, zero experience with men wanting to throw money at me either. So I don't know what that's about either. So 502 571-9970. In the middle of group therapy, we are kind of wanting to know the ins and outs of being a sugar daddy. And what is, I guess, expected of being the sugar baby in a sugar daddy situation, you know?
Yeah, so I just when I thought that just about everybody was going to tell Brad to run because mm-hmm. this is probably doesn't have long-term potential, I mean, Angela kind of does. She's right there with us. Cue Kanye Gold Digger. Dude, Brad, seriously.
Right.
If it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, Affleck!
Right. I will say there have been...
2 months in, jump ship.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who are sticking up for the sugar baby here. Like Tiff says, hey, you're messing with her income, regardless of how you feel about it. Also, if she chose to date you, she saw something in you, so learn to be secure in yourself.
Well, in along the same lines, Sarah is going to, we'll say, giving Brad some tough love.
Mm-hmm.
She says, number one, don't be a blanking idiot and think all attractive women have or want sugar daddies.
Okay.
Number two, she's an adult. She's arranged a way to pay her bills and possibly fund her lifestyle. If you don't like it, talk to her about it. It's likely temporary. If it's not, then you have to decide if that's something you can live with. Number three, all we've heard about this girl is that she's really hot. Is that the only reason you want to be with her?
Mm.
Number four, again, she's an adult.
Uh-huh.
An adult woman who doesn't need your approval. So this whole idea of I'm cool with that or I asked her to stop this, it's been 2 months. Calm down there, Mr. 1950.
Layla kind of says, yeah, hey, unless you're willing to pay the sugar daddy money, she should just continue to do it. What happens what happens if she tells him she can't anymore? He'll just find someone else, and you all will break up. That's her source of income. Wow.
Yeah. Morgan says, I'm not judging her choice to do that with her life at all, especially if it's something that's worked out for her thus far, and she's okay with it. I am concerned, though, that she asked if you would be paying for it. Dude, have like a shred of self-respect.
All right.
Even a really hot girl that goes straight to that with someone she's trying to date is a tiny bit not okay.
Okay, so I wanted to know, is there anyone listening who has experience in the sugar daddy, sugar baby world? And I say sugar baby, meaning you're the recipient of said monies from a sugar daddy, someone who's willing to just finance.
Which I do not. I have never had the offer of someone just paying for my lifestyle just to be hot.
So
that's not happened to me.
Erica rolls in and says, for the record, I've never been a sugar baby. I've just worked in the service industry and have had several close friends who have done this. So, team sugar baby here. This situation is honestly more common than you'd think. If she says it's not physical, believe it. If he doesn't trust her on that aspect, then he won't trust her hotness around anyone. Eventually, if things get more serious and marriage becomes an option, then maybe things need to change. However, he should have that conversation with her on a time frame. But hello, easy money benefits everyone in the benefits and for everyone in the long run.
Okay, all right, and then Ashley and Juliana are both like, "Hey, can you send me his info?"
Oh, the sugar daddy's info.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. So if she's gonna get dumped by the sugar daddy, well, then he's gonna need another one, right?
Exactly.
Man, and I guess I don't get guys, and maybe I just never have been that like. Had that many means, but like to just pay for companionship like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird to me that it just seems fake. And it is.
Well, yes. And maybe for some people, that's totally all they need.
I don't know.
I, for one, I need like honest, like real feelings to be there. I need, you know, that kind of a thing, that kind of a connection. But I tell you, people are really either like, team sugar baby or team you need to run.
So
Sarah's like, let her make those coins.
Yeah.
It's not physical. Happens twice a month. Just think, if you move in together, you're living rent free.
Right. So
there's kind of like two drastically different points of view on this.
All right. Since we have to move on, what are we telling Brad? Are we
I mean, only Brad can figure out if he is fine with this continuing.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's plenty of people saying, hey, it's not hurting anything. She's being honest. And if she says it's not physical,
then believe
it. Then okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I have a feeling if he's already bothered by it 2 months in, like, I don't see how he is going to be able to handle that long term.
Okay. If you've got an opinion or you want to give us a little bit more information on the world of being a sugar baby or sugar daddy, I'd love to get your insight at Ben and Kelly Show. That's group therapy.